B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
We need the proper theme music here. Happy birthday to my mother. Today's her birthday,
yes,
but
happy birthday, Lucy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Godmother. Saturday.
You are so stupid.
Over the weekend, we took my mother for a nice little early birthday dinner and stuff like that on Saturday. And then we're driving home, and my parents live in Everett. And my mother was feeling tipsy. And whenever we drive anywhere near the casino, which is where my parents, you know, they live near the casino, my dad always wants to stop in, and he's like, he's a weird gambler. He could literally gamble with 20 bucks, go in, go out, and leave with $23 and be good, you know? Like, we'll be at their house in the middle of a conversation in the kitchen. He walks outside. I'm thinking he's going to throw something away or, like, to go get the trash barrels from outside. And he's like, I just decided to go to the casino for 20 minutes. But anyway, so on the way back, we're like, let's go to the casino. Mind you, we have my two little kids, too. So we're like, we really can't go in the casino. We'll, like, walk around, entertain them. And I don't know why. I don't know why I had an intuition. Because it was Saturday. Actually, because it was a day that ends in D-A-Y. I was like, you know what? Let me just see if Melissa's there. So I sent her a text that said, actually, let me get the text. The exact wording of the text. It said, where is it? You being a degenerate in Everett right now, ?
Yeah.
Because we're pulling in, and now... So that turned into a thing because...
Yeah,
because
he's done this before where he says he's somewhere and says, yeah, I'm here. Come outside and say hi. Yeah. And yet he's not there.
I'll be like, wait, just come outside and say hi to me, but I'm really not there. But this time I was there and she didn't believe me. So for about 15 minutes, I had to send her pictures of myself outside
and
with my family.
And
she still didn't believe me. She's like...
Could have been old pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, yo, I'm right outside. Finally convinced her. And she comes outside and she gives us a nice tour of her house, you know, aka the Encore Casino. She brought us up to her room. She's introducing us to people. This is my friend Blank. This is my friend Blank. Now, do you want to know what all her friends had in common by any chance?
I don't know.
They all had a name tag because they all worked. Because they all were. I'm like, oh, that's not God. Your friend. That's the girl who's bringing you drinks tonight. That's the guy who's serving you appetizers tonight. About?
They're pretending to be your friend.
Yeah,
friends.
I'm like, they're just being nice to you and remembering your name.
They're
because you're always here. You started out, you're Melissa now, but before this, you were like, there's the girl with the purple hair again.
Yeah. I'm probably still that to a lot of people.
We go up to the room, and we got my mother tipsy before this at dinner. And my mother says to Melissa, hey, do you have any drinks? And I'm thinking that Melissa's going to be like, I'll buy you something at the bar or whatever.
Yeah.
Mel goes into the, you know, the what do they call them?
The mini bar.
The mini bars where like a Coke costs like $17.
Right.
Mel goes into the mini bar and pulls out a drink. And I'm like, is she doing this because it's my mom's birthday?
No.
No, she's doing it because it's free.
It's not free, technically. But.
Well, I mean, technically nothing you get there is free, but right. You don't pay for it at the time that you're taking it. Like, she had one friend there who said, I'm afraid to touch the cookies because if they're off the thing for a certain amount of time, you get charged for them. Meanwhile, Mel's going in there going, what do you want to drink, Lucy? What do you want? Oh, yeah. So the godmother was showing us around. We took a special elevator.
Can I just tell you?
Amazing.
Your son, Jax.
Oh, Jesus
my
Christ.
God. He was the cutest thing ever. So they have the drapes in the rooms are controlled by Alexa. So you have to, like, I'll be like, Alexa, close the drapes. And then they start closing real slow. And Jax all of a sudden decided that he was going to get superhuman strength. And he's like, can I close the drapes? And we're like, yeah, yeah.
With my superpowers.
So he would take the drapes and pull them. And then they start closing automatically. Yeah. And he starts kissing his muscles on his arms. Oh, my God. It was the cutest thing. He started flexing.
Melissa, can I use my super strength to open the curtains?
Oh, my God. It was so funny.
But, yeah, so then... Yeah, we got a nice little tour from the godmother. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, godmother.
Glad you had fun.
I forgot to kiss the palm of your hand.
No, that was fun.
I apologize.
Glad
I owe you
guys
a favor.
Got a chance to see.
Yes. I'm glad you got to show us around. It's funny because we were there. My wife goes, have her show us around one of the hotel rooms. And I said, I don't think she's staying in a hotel room. And my wife goes, on a Saturday? That's a good point. She, you know, she has a hotel room. Right. I asked her. She goes, oh, yeah, I have one from last night. I'm staying till tomorrow. So if you ever go to the Encore, trust me.
Oh, I
she'll
had a bunch
be
of,
there.
Oh, I had so, I've had a bunch of listeners hit me up on Instagram on Saturday. Are you here? I want to meet you. But I unfortunately had a little too much to drink, so I didn't get a chance to really meet up with many people.
And the best part of the whole Godmother theme is that, like, where she sits in the lounge overlooks everything that's kind of happening. Almost like somebody who owns a venue or something like that, and they sit in that special VIP section where they're just, like, overlooked to make sure everybody's acting. But she literally overlooks as everyone's entering, exiting the lobby. It's the truth.
Romero.
It's the truth.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.